Welcome to the Daily Lent Podcast. This is Wednesday, March 3rd. Over the last several days, I've been describing this journey of Lent as a beautiful struggle. I think it's a beautiful struggle because of what God does inside of us through this process is beautiful. But it's a struggle because we're giving up something we love. We're trying to develop new rhythms and routines into our lives. I think just like Jesus in Matthew 4 and in Luke 4, who walked into the wilderness knowing he would be tested, Lent is a knowing that we will struggle, that this will be difficult. And we also know that God is doing this deep, deep work inside of our hearts. I don't know if you grew up playing sports. I played almost every sport imaginable. And I can always remember the time before our season would begin. Maybe we were off for the summer, and so coming back to school, and we always knew that those first few practices were going to be horrific. I remember the time of two-a-day football, or before cross-country, or before basketball or tennis. There was going to be those excruciating practices where you and your teammates were just bent over on the sideline, gasping for air. People were losing their lunch. People were just exhausted because we were out of shape. But we knew this. We knew that if we could just embrace these first few practices, that our bodies would begin to adjust, that it would get better. And by the time the season started, if we practiced like we were supposed to, we would be ready and it would be different. I think Lent is a lot like that. I think it's a struggle, but we know that in the struggle, it's leading us somewhere. It's producing something in us, and the struggle is worth it. I think that if comfort is our God, then Lent is something that we just avoid. That why would we do this? Why would we willingly disrupt our lives? But if Christ's likeness is our God and our goal, then we embrace the struggle, especially if we believe the struggle is leading us somewhere, is doing something inside of us. I think that's the mystery of even fasting, is that we can't exactly put our finger on what it is that God is doing. But in this struggle with our flesh, we believe that God is at work. We believe that there's a deep work of the Spirit that's happening beneath the surface, and that even our small sacrifices and our struggles and our willingness to give something up is producing something deep within our souls that otherwise would never happen. I believe this about Lent. Lent is a time when we set our face towards Jerusalem and we walk with Jesus to the cross. Lent is a time of repentance. It's a time of reevaluating our priorities and the desires of our hearts. It's time that we take inventory and we look and say, are there things, are there people, are there places, are there stuff that, you know what, I'm clinging to these and I'm trying to find life in something outside of Christ. Lent is a reminder that there's no easy way to discipleship, but discipleship will always require sacrifice. It will always require a level of suffering. It will always require for us to take up our cross and follow Him. And Lent is a time where we draw near to God in a special way. In the struggle, we draw near to God and we experience Him in a depth and an intimacy that maybe just wouldn't happen in the ordinary daily routine of our lives. I want to read this scripture from Luke 4 over your life. This is Jesus as He was preparing for ministry, and imagine Jesus willingly walking into the wilderness, knowing the struggle, knowing the testing, knowing what He was about to have to go through, and yet willingly doing it because something would happen in the wilderness that would be necessary for His ministry. He would embrace the struggle, knowing that the struggle was going to produce something in Him that would allow Him to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit for His ministry. I want you to listen to these words and let them speak over your heart today. Luke chapter 4. Verse 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was very hungry. The devil said to him, "If you're the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone.'" The devil then led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of this world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." But Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" The devil then led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. As we journey on this time of Lent together, here is my prayer for you, that we would embrace the struggle and what God is doing inside of us. I pray that you would find a new depth and revelation of who Christ is during this time. I pray that the affections of your heart would be turned towards Christ and away from the world, away from the things of this world, away from the attachments of our soul and the hungers of our flesh to the things of the Spirit. I pray that you would begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness and to be filled by him, and that like Jesus, you and I would walk out of the wilderness. We would walk out of this season of Lent in the power of the Holy Spirit, ready to fulfill God's plan and purposes for our life. Amen.